Okay, Hopkins Junior High School Wind Ensemble. Welcome to the CMEA Era 3 Band Festival here at California High School on this Saturday, April 24th. My name is Ulysses Chavez, and I'm director of bands at La Loma Junior High School in Modesto, California. Looking forward to your performance here.
The first piece is a three movement piece, so please hold your applause to the very end. And welcome now to the Wind Ensemble from Hopkins Junior High School.
Yeah, you guys, okay, nice stylistic entrance there, trumpets in the beginning, you know, maybe in the fourth measure, a little more of a decrescendo. Yeah, nice job, clarinet soloist, at number 9 and 17. Nice job, bass clarinets. 1 before 3. Okay, see, now that 1 before 4-3 wasn't as good as the first one you guys had. Oh, support on that D, trumpet player. Stylistically, you guys are playing really well. I appreciate the staccato, and the slur notes. So good job with that. Okay, the rallentando occurred a measure earlier than written, but that's okay. That's a musical interpretation, and you guys followed your conductor, so thank you. Oh, make sure you release. The last instrument we should hear should be the reminiscences of the tuba sound. Kind of heard the clarinet as the last one to release, so just watch your release there. Okay, watch pitch there, French horns, that's way up there, high E, Fs, E naturals, Fs. And French horns, where are you guys? There you are, back there. 4, okay. You guys are in unison there, too. And does the alto have that with you? It's cute in the altos. Okay, yeah, nice sensitive playing there, you guys. Two before 83, good job with that. Okay, yeah, flutes, nice job of holding pitch there on that high, on the A, two. And measure 89 and 90. Good job. Okay, make sure that when you, right before the release, don't let your airspeed slow down because then pitch kind of falls down. Okay, keep it holding right before the railroad tracks there in measure 94. But yeah, nice balanced sound here, you guys. How many? Two tubas? Good. Yeah. Their flutes. You did a nice job on the A previously here, the high C right before 115. Some people are a little bit on the flat side. A Okay, now your intonation on the high E flat was actually a little better than it was on the C. The E flat, the high E flat being in measure 118. Yeah. Okay, beautiful flute solo. Nice job, bass voices are changing smoothly. Yeah, there you go, Barry bass clarinet. Bring that out a little more. It's mezzo, it's marked mezzo forte. Yeah, bass is bum 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 bum. Good job. Wow. Good job, trumpet. 4 before 167. Job. Okay. Yeah, you guys, nice balanced sound. Intonation is not bad. You know, a few minor individual issues here and there. French horns, when you guys had that unison line that was way up high in one of the earlier movements. Some pitch issues, I'm sure you guys know that. But yeah, overall nice job. Well balanced. Thank you for playing stylistically correct. Just watch out for those little individual things here and there. Okay, moving on to the Tekeli Shenandoah. Start that note a little better than that, you guys. Breathe together, start together. You started together, just we had some cracks there, okay? So you gotta make sure your embouchure is set. And then all you do is move the tongue out of the way. Same thing there, trumpets coming. First of all, let me back up there. Nice job, French horns. Good job on the melody there. And woodwinds, thank you for playing so soft. Very pretty there. And now, trumpets. Pickups to 12. 3, 4. Okay, so make sure you start together there, okay? Yeah, nice harmony there in the upper woodwinds. Elbow flutes, right before 18. Off. And they all hold your half note all the way to B1, upper woodwinds. And anybody else who has half notes in measure 19. Nice decrescendo in measure 19 also. Okay, now watch pitch here, duet between first alto and flute. Yeah, flat flute, really push, support. Or maybe alto could be a little sharp too. Either way, we're not quite locking into each other, so we really gotta listen. Oh, watch the pitch, you guys. Measure 32. Nice job at 31, Clarence. He came in and established the key change there right at 31. And Tremors came in right on the end of one nicely. Okay, but just watch pitch and measure 32, the whole note. Yeah, nice horns and altos. Altos. Yeah, first altos. Be gentle with the trumpets. Okay, yeah, flutes. Nice job on that trio there. Good job of counting your part. That's one section where you don't want to listen to the people around you. Just play your part. Good job. All right, D flat. Again, pitch up high there, flutes. Okay, now watch your conductor. Watch your conductor there right before it. He kind of gave you more of a crescendo. You guys sort of crescendo a little bit and then got loud all of a sudden. Build up to it. Make it a smoother crescendo. Listen to pitch there, alto, first alto saxophones, and first clarinets, pickups into 66. Someone's really, really... Okay, right there, now you're in tune. Okay. That was weird. Did the note start out of tune? Well, I guess it's not weird. I guess you adjusted. It was out of tune at measure 67 in the beginning, then towards the end of 67, it locked in nicely. And release together at 71 brass. Oh yeah, okay, yeah, nice pitch between the alto and the trumpet there. Yeah, you guys. Nice. Good job of playing sensitively there. Very nice job. The end there, heard all three clarinet voices nice and even. Bass clarinet, thank you. Good job. Good intonation at the end, the 75 to the end. Okay, for little solo entrances there. Watch your release measure 71, brass. When you go back and forth, when the woodwinds respond right after you in 72, watch your release. Make sure you have a breath mark, so make sure you take the breath together. Okay? Yeah, you guys, nice job on the Tekeli. I firmly believe one of the hardest things to get young groups to do is to play slow and softly. You guys are doing a pretty nice job of that. Okay? Okay, March of the Dragon Masters, Robert Jaeger. Okay, now we have, I have a decrescendo here in measure 17, diminuendo. Then I have forte in measure 19, in parentheses. Then mezzo forte at C. Okay, trumpets, low C. Low B natural, sorry. Letter E. Good job on the pitch there. You guys are in unison. Okay, repeating that, letter G. Okay, yeah, nice job on little back and forth passages there. Change of feel here, nice job. Really lush chords in the woodwind. Da da da, good job, trumpets. That was in measure 85. Yeah, nice unison, good job. Pretty well in tune. Watch your note there, F natural to F sharp there, first trumpets, or octaves in the first and second, third trumpets, measure 108 to 109. Okay. Good, you guys. Yeah, I like the way you guys played the last note. It wasn't da 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 da. You gave it a full value, added more resonance to the end there. Okay. Yeah, rhythmically, you guys were really solid on that piece. Trumpets, nice job on your unison lines. There was one spot right around 108, 109 where you're in octaves. You know, goes up high for the first trumpets, F, F sharp, C sharp, A flat, G. Okay, so watch intonation there. Nice job of changing styles at letter J. Lush chords in the upper woodwinds. Thank you for holding your notes out full value also there at letter J. Hopkins Wind Ensemble, nice job, you guys. I thoroughly enjoy your performance. Wonderful job on the Tequila, the Shenandoah. Way to watch your conductor. And what a plain tune, okay? Hope my comments have been helpful to you guys. Want to wish you the best of luck in any performances you have between now and the remainder of the school year. Okay, thank you. Take care.